A war on people. That's how the humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders is describing the civil war in Sudan. The group has a new report that lays out the devastation civilians have experienced since the conflict erupted last year. For more on this, we're joined by NPR's global health correspondent Fatma Tanis. Fatma, good morning.
Good morning.
Could you just start by telling us some of the main findings in this report?
Right. So you mentioned, Michelle, that the war broke out. It was late April of last year. It was a civil war between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary Rapid Forces. And since then, Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, have been collecting medical data from their operations in Sudan. And what they found is a shocking level of indiscriminate violence from both sides of the conflict against civilians, including women and children. I spoke with MSF Emergency Coordinator Ada Yee. She's been in Darfur in Western Sudan for about 4 months.
It seems like there's this uncaring notion that human life will be sacrificed as a part of all the collateral damage. So for me, that is one of the most unreasonable and difficult parts to deal with.
MSF says that in addition to bombings and shelling in civilian areas, people have been attacked and killed inside their homes, at checkpoints, and even in hospitals. The report also says that sexual violence has become, quote, a characteristic feature of the war.
A characteristic feature, what does that mean?
It means that it's widespread. MSF says that, you know, women and girls are consistently being raped in their homes and along displacement routes. And 40% out of 135 survivors that MSF surveyed said they had been assaulted by multiple attackers.
How has MSF been able to respond and provide services in that kind of environment?
It's been difficult, but, you know, they say they're doing what they can with limited supplies. But Yee says MSF is being systematically blocked from providing services, both in areas controlled by the RSF military and by the Sudanese government. She says the government is intentionally burying them in paperwork as a way to keep them from getting aid to those in need.
The level of permissions that is needed is unreasonable. It shouldn't have to be the case, right? We're in an emergency situation. People are dying. We need to get drugs from A to B. I shouldn't have to ask for permission from multiple actors to be able to do that.
I reached out to the Sudanese Foreign Ministry for comment, but we've received no response. And, you know, Michelle, Yee has worked in many other conflict zones, and she told me that Sudan is the most desperate situations she's seen. It's so bad that many aid groups just don't have the resources to operate there. And Yee says the country is effectively a humanitarian desert at this point.
And what about mental health? Are there any services available for that kind of support?
You know, it's an area of great concern given the immense trauma. We mentioned sexual violence earlier. Of course, those survivors require medical and psychosocial support. But given the limited resources on the ground, it's rare for them to get the care they need. And of course, you know, sexual violence can carry a stigma, and it's the case in Sudan as well. So aid groups are concerned about creating the safe and sensitive environment where survivors can seek help.
Well, we do understand that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken invited the Sudanese Army and the RSF to attend ceasefire talks next month, so hopefully something will happen there. That is NPR's Fatma Tanis. Fatma, thank you.
Thank you.